This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari on Tuesday evening said Israel's defense forces are currently fighting in Khan Yunis, what he called the capital of Hamas in the southern Gaza Strip. Israel's military pushed deeper south Tuesday in Gaza after it called for more evacuations in the southern portion of the enclave in pursuit to wipe out the territory's Hamas rulers. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United States is imposing a visa ban on Israeli settlers engaged in West Bank violence against Palestinians. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
The State Department announced on Tuesday that it is beginning to impose travel bans on dozens of extremist Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank who have been implicated in a series of recent attacks.
We have made clear we think that when the facts support it, people should be prosecuted if they've committed acts of violence. And so we've taken the actions that we, the United States government, can take.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the action is coming now because the Israeli government has not taken sufficient action to rein in such violence. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration said on Tuesday it made a new and significant offer aimed at securing the release of American detainees Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich, but Russia has rejected the offer. Spokesman Matthew Miller did not reveal the details of the offer nor why Russia had turned it down, but the revelation of the proposal was the fresh indication that Washington is continuing to try to negotiate with Moscow to try to get both men home. This is VOA News. Peru's Constitutional Court has ordered an immediate humanitarian release for imprisoned former President Alberto Fujimori. The 85-year-old former leader has been serving a 25-year sentence in connection with the death squad slayings of 25 Peruvians in the 1990s. The court ruled in favor of a 2017 pardon that had granted the former leader a release on humanitarian grounds, but that was later annulled. Fujimori was sentenced in 2009 to 25 years in prison on charges of human rights abuse. Britain signed a new treaty with Rwanda on Tuesday, which it said would overcome a court decision blocking its plan to deport asylum seekers to the East African country. A ruling that has dealt a huge blow to the government's immigration policy. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The court ruled last month that Britain's plan to send tens of thousands of asylum seekers arriving on its shores without permission to Rwanda would violate international human rights laws enshrined in domestic legislation. Britain wants to deter migrants crossing the English Channel from Europe in small boats as part of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's immigration reforms ahead of an expected general election next year. The new treaty will include an agreement that Rwanda would not expel asylum seekers to a country where their life or freedom would be threatened, one of the court's major concerns.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Thousands of demonstrators in New Zealand are protesting the new government's policies towards indigenous communities. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The government has promised to treat New Zealanders equally, regardless of race. However, the protesters believe the new government has a racist agenda that's an assault on indigenous rights. Rally organizer Tuku Morgan told New Zealand television that there is intense anger in the Maori community.
This is to send a clear message to the government that we will not tolerate their racist policies.
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The World Health Organization urged governments on Tuesday to increase taxes on alcoholic drinks and impose them on products that are currently exempt, such as wine in some European countries. Sugary beverages should also be taxed at higher rates, the WHO said, adding that every year 2.6 million people die from drinking alcohol and 8 million people die due to unhealthy diets. Drinking alcohol is a casual factor in more than 200 disease and injury conditions, including some cancers, liver cirrhosis, and cardiovascular diseases, according to the WHO. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.